There is a disturbing trend emerging at the moment where being identified as a Christian makes you a target. It seems if you're linked to a Christian group or a Christian charity, you can easily be labelled a bigot or a homophobe without any evidence to back it up. The IT giant IBM is refusing to publicly support one of its employees who's being attacked over his links to a Christian group. Mark Allaby is a managing partner at IBM, but he also happens to be on the board of the Lachlan Macquarie Institute that runs programs for young Christians. And the Lachlan Macquarie Institute opposes same-sex marriage. And because of this and this alone, a man named Michael Barnett from the LGBTI support group, Aleph Melbourne, and a bloke called Rod Swift, a Greens candidate from the 2014 state election, they've both been targeting IBM on social media. Michael Barnett is slamming IBM for having an employee who's involved with an anti-LGBTI organisation. Rod Swift has called on IBM to say whether it would request this bloke step down. And guess what? IBM is a major advocate for gay marriage. We don't know what Mark Allaby's personal views are on the subject, but these activists are assuming that he's against same-sex marriage, and they're attacking him and his workplace because of it. Despite the publication of these online attacks in The Australian early this week and again today, IBM still will not come out in support of Mark Allaby. Hopefully they're planning on doing that soon, as opposed to leaving him hanging. We've seen this same anti-Christian mob mentality with the Coopers beer scandal. Pubs and bars in Sydney and Melbourne boycotting Coopers beer because two MPs discussed gay marriage in a video while they happened to be drinking Coopers. There is a frightening trend emerging here. Apparently, just because someone's Christian, you're allowed to attack and harass them. You've got these nutcase activists trying to hound a man out of his job, all because he's a member of a Christian group. They don't even know his view on gay marriage. And last week, they were trying to kill off an iconic Aussie beer. Since when has Christianity become a dirty word? I thought Australia was a nation where people could practice their religious beliefs without fear of persecution. Maybe I was wrong.